Chapter 45. Rollo set the fire in a garbage can that he had taken from a neighboring house. He had lined the can with pieces of newspaper and had added a bundle of kindling wood that he had purchased at the market. He emptied nearly an entire can of lighter fluid over the paper and the wood. He lit it, then melted into the shadows to await the results. The fire burned for 20 or so minutes before there was any response. Then a silver Chevy sedan pulled up alongside the burning can. A man got out of the sedan and opened the trunk. He grabbed a fire extinguisher and began to spray it on the fire. Rollo came out of hiding and approached the man from behind. He knew that the man was part of the night patrol on the lookout for the dog killer. He assumed the man was a police officer. Before the man could react, Rollo grabbed his head in both of his hands and violently twisted it until he heard the man's neck break. Then he let go, and the man fell to the ground. Rollo watched him die. Afterward, he dragged the man back to his vehicle. He lifted him up and put him inside. Then he reached inside and popped the Chevy's gas tank cover. He walked to the side of the car and unscrewed the cap. He placed a string of twisted toilet paper inside the gas tank and unrolled the paper until it stretched to a fair distance away from the car. He doused the paper with lighter fluid. He lit the end of the paper, and as it began to burn its way toward the gas tank, Rollo ran from the car. He had reached the street corner when he heard the explosion. He turned back in time to see a massive ball of flame erupting from the car. He could feel the heat. He hugged the shadows and got away as fast as he could. Jesse was watching the old movie channel when the phone rang. The movie was The Graduate, and it was just getting to the part where Ben disrupted Elaine's wedding. "Shit," he said, and answered the phone. "Jesse, it's Rich. We've got a situation." By the time Jesse got to the scene, the fire had been extinguished. The charred remains of the car were still smoldering. Mickey Kurtz was watching the smoke rise. Rich Bowers stood with him. Jesse walked over to them. "We've got a body here, Jesse," Kurtz said. "Who?" Jesse said. "Steve Lesnick was on patrol with me tonight," Bauer said. "We can't make any positive identification yet," Kurtz said, "but in all likelihood it's Steve." Jesse stepped away and took a moment to collect himself. He walked to the fire-damaged automobile and looked inside. He gazed at Steve Lesnick's remains, a fellow officer, a friend. The body was burned beyond recognition. Jesse thought it strange that it was lying on the seat. He looked more closely and saw that the head was tilted at an odd angle. He called to Captain Kurtz. "Mick," he said, "have a look at something, will you?" Kurtz joined him beside the car. "Look at the angle of the head," Jesse said. "Odd," Kurtz said. "Almost as if..." "Yeah," Jesse said. "I'd better have forensics take a closer look," Kurtz said. "Good idea," Jesse said.